Good morning. This is Rick Waddle. I'm a member of the Rivermont Church of Christ. We're located at 2316 East 100 Road in Chester, Virginia. I'd like to spend a few moments of your time this morning to talk about the feeling that you have in your heart and where that feeling comes from in relation to what you know in your heart. I've heard people say, "Oh, I just feel it in my heart." I know that's true. And I'd like for you to think about what that statement says. I know something's true because I feel it in my heart. Does that statement make sense? You know, we read in the Bible about a person's heart. So let's take a moment and read some scriptures and see if we can determine what the definition is of when you feel something in your heart, where that feeling comes from. Look at Matthew 9 and verse 4. And Jesus, knowing their thought, said, "Wherefore think ye evil in your heart?" Now in this passage we see the word thought, think, and heart. Jesus, knowing their thought, wherefore do you think in your heart? So where do you think from? Do you think from your heart, as we know that circulates blood through your body? No. You think from your mind. Your mind is where your thoughts come from. Turn to Ephesians 4 and 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Paul is talking to the people of Ephesus, and he's telling them not to walk as other nations are walking, with pride of what they know. And he points out that they're alienated from God. Alienated meaning separated from God because of the blindness in their heart, or the misconception that they have in their mind and their knowledge. Now let's compare that to another verse in 2 Corinthians 4 and 3. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, whom is the image of God, shall shine unto them. Now here we have two different passages. One talks of blinding the mind, and the other blinding of their hearts. So we see that the Bible relates to the heart as being the mind of man. Now the point I'm really trying to make here is that when you feel it in your heart, you really are feeling what you know, what you understand. And what we have to be careful of is where this knowledge has come from. Has it come from something that we've heard from someone else? Something that we may have had passed down from our family, that they believed it, so we believe it, so it's got to be right? Or do we get what we know in our heart from what is written in the book of God? Turn with me to Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunders of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Now let me explain that. The word of God is a discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our heart. Discerner means to distinguish or to recognize.